Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, man.
Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
I figured that's a good spot where we can start this one, as we are now joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero. What's new in that locker room? Matt, you're... 13 of your last 15 games have had W's in front of them. And then not only that, you squeaked by last night because some guy lets the ball go off his forehead and the Royals are victorious. So how about that clubhouse right now, Q?
Yeah, I mean, we're finding a lot of different ways to win. I mean, that's a really odd situation last night. But at the same time, you know, that's one play in that inning. There were a lot of other things that happened.
Correct.
So that were executed well. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a good couple weeks, you know, stacking some wins together. We had dug ourselves a little bit of a hole at the start, and to bounce back shows the character of the team.
Did you ever take one off the head like that?
You know what's funny? I took one off the forehead on a throw. I was playing second base in the Cape Cod Summer League, and the catcher threw one down and hit me right in the forehead.
Did it hurt?
I just whiffed it. It was a perfect throw. I went to tag the guy too quickly, and it hit me right in the forehead.
So what was the pain like in that situation?
It was just more embarrassment. I don't remember it really hurting, but I just remember, like, please let me just dig this hole and crawl into it.
Yeah, now we know why you're managing and not playing, I guess, huh?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. Yeah.
I bet there are. But, I mean, this has been fun to watch. The pitching's been there. You're getting that timely hitting. And Bobby now gives you that feel that you just knew he was going to win that game for you last night. You know, you see him coming up. As soon as he was in the on-deck circle, I'm like, oh, they're winning this game. There's no doubt in my mind. They're going to come through and they're going to win this game. I mean, Bobby is kind of giving you that Mahomes. Like, no matter what time of the game it is, he's going to come through and win it for you.
Yeah, it was great for him to come through. And I'll be honest, I thought, you know, Izzy and Indy, I was confident both of those guys were going to get it done. I mean, once we had bases loaded, nobody out, I thought we were going to find a way to do it. I mean, certainly it's not a slam dunk. He's still got to execute. And Boozer, that was on the mound, he's got a really good arm. So you can see how he can elevate the fastball, and you can get those pop-ups when guys do that. So for India to get a ball on the ground and for Bobby to, you know, not pop it up in the infield, those were well-executed swings.
When you play that game last night and you kind of feel the momentum building, do you feel that in the dugout as well, as you see, you know, one play happen? And I think Denny Matthews said it at best when we played the audio earlier from last night. He said the White Sox are doing everything they can not to burp this game up. And then bad teams will give away games. Good teams will win games. Last night, that seems like that's the perfect scenario. You guys just kept chipping away, and the good team won, and the bad team lost.
Well, there's a lot of things that had to go into it to put us in that spot, right? I mean, Lugo, you know, we got behind, but he kept us in the game. 6 2/3, really solid inning. Zerpa comes in and gets out of it in the seventh. You know, they scratch one across in the eighth, but then a really good ninth from well, getting out of the eighth, Taylor Clark, and then a really good ninth to keep us there. Salvi's RBI to get us one closer. I mean, all those things go into it, right? So, but then I can't emphasize enough that we have not seen hardly any left-handed pitching, and Mark Canna has not gotten a ton of at-bats. And he comes in and is ready to hit. He pulls a ball foul. He works a really good at-bat for a walk. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that goes into winning games, is somebody that's not hanging his head. He hasn't gotten a lot of playing time, and he goes out there and starts a rally like that. So those are the things that you look at as far as winning baseball.
You know, I don't normally do this to you, but I'm just going to say, react to me when I say this. Mikel Garcia.
I'm just so excited for him. You know, he's growing up right in front of our eyes, you know, yep. Maturing physically, mentally, as a teammate in the big leagues. You know, I mean, he's got a lot of stuff that he's showing right now of how good a player he can be, but not just the player, but the professional and the teammate and all the things that we see behind the scenes. I could not be happier for him as a person.
The other name, Drew Waters.
Yeah, a lot of similarities to, you know, Drew has always had a ton of talent, and this is the first time that he's been getting a extended runway to play, and good for him. He's taking advantage of it. You know, by no means does he feel like he's a finished product. He needs to continue to develop, and that's, you know, the more he plays, the more pitchers are going to understand how to attack him, and he's going to have to adjust. But he's played good defense for us. He's run the bases well. He's got a lot of ability. And, you know, to Drew's credit, he got a decent amount of playing time in 23, but he was a different person. We were a different team. And he's come up here with a great attitude this year and done everything he can, use all his resources to put himself in the best spot to succeed.
Talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero, Matt, I want to bring this up because your team's rolling as a manager of this team. How do you kind of keep the I know winning can be contagious and it's fun, and you know, the locker room bumps after the game, but how is it, you know, still emphasized, like, hey, it's still early, we still got to do this, and how does that, you know, start from you and go through those players with the focus to continue doing this?
Well, I mean, that is the focus. I mean, these are the things that we know why these guys are here. They want to win. That is the sole focus. So I don't have to go in there every day and remind these guys. And then when you have guys like Salvi and Bobby in the meeting rooms and the coaches that are constantly preaching the same message, they understand. I mean, there's no other reason that we show up there every day is to win. So you win a few, it doesn't mean the season's over. You lose a few, it doesn't mean the season's over. You got to keep grinding. And we know this is a long year. There's a ton of games left, 120-something games left. So, you know, you just think of, we've only played a couple weeks of an NFL season so far. We need to keep it all in perspective and certainly just continue to try to put our best foot forward every day.
I'm glad you said that, because that's what I'm trying to caution people and have for years, and said you got to view every 10 baseball games as one NFL game, and you're getting ready to close in on week four of the NFL season. And so you're not making huge judgments or changes based on the first month of an NFL season usually. You guys probably aren't doing that after the first 40 games, but now you are 40 games into this thing. You kind of know where you are as a ball club. Get another 40 games, kind of evaluate some more things, and then the conversation really starts probably to heat up about trades and moves and things like that. So through these first 40 games, how are you kind of evaluating and looking at your ball club?
Well, I mean, the pitching's been really good. You know, we've weathered the storm a little bit with some injuries with, you know, Sam Long, Hunter Harvey. You know, the starters have been good, really good. The bullpen's been really good. You know, we've started to come on offensively. I think the other thing that you look at is, you know, early in the season, you have the factors of just getting yourself going. You have the opponents you're playing. We played a lot of really good teams with really good bullpens, and it was hard to come back late in games when we got down. But, you know, as the confidence builds a little bit and the offense continues to grow, we're putting more balls in play consistently. We're hitting the ball harder. You know, we look for the process-driven goals that we have to continue to produce against fastballs or to situationally hit those kinds of things. I mean, a lot was made the other day of that game with all the home runs in Baltimore. And, you know, in the ninth inning, we put two more runs on the board because Biggio stole a base. Mikel moved him over and Massey got him in. And that's, you know, that expanded that game so we didn't have to use Estevez. And those are the kinds of little things that we look at is, are we playing solid baseball? And you can play solid baseball and still lose, but those are the things that we're looking at.
No doubt about it. Last one for you, Q. Who do you got tonight, Celtics or Knicks?
Knicks.
Oh, wow, okay. Good. All right, because, you know, I'm a Knicks guy. He's Mac over there is a Celtics guy, so we got a little internal rivalry going on here, Q. We got to okay. Get the Knicks get a win tonight, man. Whoo, I'll tell you what, New York City going to be crazy on Saturday.
You going to go?
No.
He will not be watching. Q, we appreciate the time. Go get another one against the White Sox. Maybe get a sweep and get 7 games above .500 and keep doing your thing, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.